Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello and welcome to edition 145 of the NRF1 podcast, your Formula One podcast broadcast straight out of Norfolk, UK. And the best thing, of course, to come out of the county since Team Lotus. A big thank you to our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. Get signed up to the game by visiting nrf1.uk or gpro.net/nrf1. I am sports journalist and sometime F1 correspondent Michael Bailey, and as per our season preview podcast, I'm joined by Dave On Cars blogger and editor of Lotus. I still haven't written it down, you know. Lotus Drivers Magazine.
Chicane Magazine.
Yeah, Chicane Magazine, which is a magazine about Lotus and stuff. David Tillier, that's his voice, DT. How are you doing, DT?
I'm pretty good, pretty good.
Still wearing your hoodie?
Yeah, it's comfy. I've been at uni all day, so I'm dressing like a student.
How the students live. If you're wondering what the hoodie looks like, have a look on our social media feeds and you'll be able to clock the video. They are Twitter, Facebook, at the NRF1. I'm also joined tonight by Damon Hill and Williams fan, Mustang owner, Richard Baxter. Hey, Rich, you're in the same clothes too.
I'm in the same clothes too. Funny that, isn't it?
It is funny that, yeah. Well, you do smell, so maybe not that funny. No, I'm only joking. He doesn't really.
It would be weird if we did do a wardrobe change between pods, you know, seeing as no one can.
Especially if you're going to get undressed in front of me. I don't, you know, that wouldn't be particularly private. Anyway, go on.
Just put my coat on or something. That'll,
that'll do it. I'll unbutton a button on my shirt. That'll do it, won't it? Right. Well, here we are then. If you want to catch our season preview podcast, basically we just summed up what happened over the winter, what we're looking forward to this forthcoming season. You can do that. You can catch the podcast on your podcast player of choice. Just visit nrf1.uk/podsubscribe and you'll be able to find your link to be iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play in the US, Spreaker, Stitcher, Acast, whatever you want. There should be a link there. If there's not a link there, let us know and we'll certainly set one up for you. So you can listen to this podcast wherever you wish to listen to it. So we're hoping Steve Ruster is going to be joining us tonight for this. He was last year's prediction league champion. He was the master. You know, he didn't take too many gambles. He didn't need to, some may have said.
He's clearly done a Nico Rosberg.
He's just run. Do you think we're not going to see him all season?
Possibly.
Oh God.
Maybe he's that's all he wanted to achieve. You know, that's what he set out to do from the beginning, and now that's it. He's done.
Oh God.
He's moved on. Maybe that's what it is.
It was his second title, to be fair to Steve himself. He did have the glint in his eye that he would want to. It's sort of a Michael Schumacher glint in his eye that he wants to basically annihilate us all and win every prediction league ever going. So, you know, that might still happen. We might be able to coax him out. He'll still turn up. He's probably outside like Nico Rosberg as well, waiting to come in, going, oh, actually, can I make a prediction? I quite like it, thanks. So, yeah, basically, what we thought we'd do, we're going to actually split our predictions into separate podcasts this season, because I think some people, they just want the chat. Other people love the fact that we take massive punts on races and probably quite like to have a go at them, go at doing so themselves. And we definitely encourage you guys to get involved in making predictions over the course of the season for each Grand Prix. We'll let you know how to do that later on in the podcast. Basically, there are no rules. You can just predict what you want and enter into the spirit of it by being as bold and as brash and as lovely as you wish, and then we'll put it all into a pot and see who wins at the end of it. So 2017 season predictions, you've both got your phones out. I noticed you've obviously done something I haven't done, which is already written your predictions down. So you're both, look at, I've never seen two people look so keen.
I'm just looking at Kyle's. I've got Kyle's predictions on my phone.
Oh wow, you can't just have Kyle's predictions, DT. Well, in that case, Rich, you can go first. Would you like to go first?
Why not? You know, I usually keep it pretty low down with my predictions, pretty safe, don't I? So
what I would say is Rich is Mr. Entertainment Predictor.
Well, first one, I thought, let's let's give them some hope. I'm going to say McLaren will finish on the podium at some point this season.
Which they got nowhere near last year.
Did they get a fourth or a fifth last year?
Was it Alonso in somewhere?
Should we check that? Yep, 2 fifths for Fernando Alonso last year. They were, should anyone be interested, in the US and at Monaco. So there we go. Got sort of close.
So, yeah, I'm going to say they'll finish on the podium at some point. Give them some hope and with an engine.
Well, I don't think they'll finish on the podium with an engine, I'm afraid, Rich.
Not like, well, you know what I mean. Not with an engine, but they'll...
I get it.
At the start of the podcast, Michael did say take a punt. But that's going a little bit far, I think. You know?
Oof, DT doesn't... Well, you know what, Rich? In the spirit of the NRF1 Prediction League, I hope it comes off for you. So there we go. What more we got?
My second
was, was that your surefire hit?
You remember last year I said about every team have finishing with at least a point. This year, I'm going bigger. I'm saying every team will finish in double-digit points.
DT's furrowed brow.
He's a crazy man, this one.
I was going to say, he's made his McLaren prediction look pretty bang on. That was your surefire hit.
So, yeah, 10 or more points.
I love Rich. He's a master at this.
Actually, to be fair to him, Manor aren't in the running anymore, so it's, you know, probably stands more chance of getting it now that Manor are by the wayside.
It's true. There's only 10 teams.
Well, it's down to Salvo, basically, to pull something out of the bag.
Yeah.
But my next one, I'm going to say there won't be any driver changes during the season. So all the drivers that start in Australia will start the race in Abu Dhabi.
No other driver will race a Formula 1 car all season?
Not the Formula 1 cars, no. There'll be those 20 for the races. There'll be no transfer, so to speak.
And okay, we're talking about races, the races.
The races, yeah.
Because it should be said that Pascal Wallien has been given the all clear to race to test with Sauber. He missed the first test due to a pretty nasty accident at the Race of Champions. So yeah, away you go, Rich.
Fourth one, I'm going to say this will be Raikkonen's last season in F1.
Yeah, I tried to do that last year and didn't get anywhere, but yeah. I'm sure you'll have more success.
So I think he's on a 1-year contract. I might be wrong. If I'm wrong, I made a bit of a myself, but
no more than normal, mate.
And my last one, I'm going to say. Bit of localish British support.
Yes.
So Palmer to finish above Hülkenberg in the Drivers' Championship.
Ooh. Wow! I was literally, that went through my head going, no, I couldn't possibly say that. But Rich can. What I can't predict, Rich can.
But to be fair, Hülkenberg up until now has been all promise and no reward, really, hasn't he?
Apart from when he was driving in Le Mans.
Well, yes, of course, yeah, and he did do very, very well. And I think he's got potential. But I think he's another Bottas. I think he's very quick. He's very good, but he's not a superstar.
Is that a prediction? Or? No, it's okay. But man, that's so harsh. It'd be really fascinating to see what that Renault car is capable of. More than anything, I think that's the big thing.
Yeah, because last year's car was just a Lotus that they sort of rebadged basically, and they sort of struggled with it all year. Whereas this car is a proper full-on Renault.
Rich, you done?
That's my lot. That's my 5 season predictions.
How happy are you with those?
Ask me at the end of the season.
cop out.
I noticed you steered clear of, you know, driver championship or constructor championship.
Yeah, I did, definitely. Because I was...
Too obvious.
And I was asked last year and I wanted to avoid the obvious, so I said Vettel, and of course that went really wrong, so...
They actually went in the season highlights, along with my assertion... There is no way that Nico Rosberg was going to win that title. There we go. Still living that one down. Right, okay. Well, it's not just us three who are, of course, in the NRF1 podcast panel. We've got our regulars, and some of them have been in touch with their season predictions as well. So allow me to offload onto you Perry Hamilton's season predictions, co-founder of the NRF1. Good evening, Ped. Thank you for sending these in. He went for, a little bit more straightforward these than yours, Rich, a top 4 team order, presumably in order, of Mercedes, Red Bull, then Ferrari, then Williams. He says Lewis Hamilton will win the title with at least 2 races to spare. Like that prediction. He says that Ricciardo will finish ahead of Verstappen, that Raikkonen will finish ahead of Vettel, and that Massa will finish ahead of Lance Stroll in the Drivers' Championships. And basically he says in brackets, so really, I don't think much will change this year, close brackets, which is a fair point and always the best place to start with your predictions, really. DT, Would you like to have a go?
Yeah, so as I said in the video that we were, it's on our Facebook page, my predictions were going to be quite similar, I think, to Kyle's, so I'm going to try and tweak them a bit. But I'm going to start off with the top, which is going to be the same as Kyle's, I'm afraid, which is Mercedes, Red Bull, Ferrari, in that order for Constructors' title. I still think Mercedes have got the legs. I think Red Bull probably are going to be the more consistent over the two, and Ferrari might have flashes of brilliance, a bit like last year. I think I'm going to predict that Hamilton will win the championship again, but I'm going to predict that the second and third places will be occupied by the Red Bull drivers. I'm not going to say in which order.
That's no damning indictment of Valtteri Bottas then.
That's what I said earlier on. I don't know what to do with Bottas because he's a bit of an unknown quantity, because he's quick, but he's never really shown that streak.
It's the consistency I've always said. He'll be good on his day, but can he do it regularly?
Yeah, can he really step up to the next level? We know that Ricardo can. We know that Verstappen can. We definitely know that Hamilton can, but we haven't seen that from him. So I'm going to play it safe and say that he's going to be beaten by those two, but I'm not going to say in which order, but I think he will be fourth at the very least. I think I'm going to predict that Sauber will be bottom of the league of the Constructors title by the end of it, and I am going to predict that McLaren are, how many teams we got this year, 10 is it?
10,
yeah. So I'm going to predict that McLaren will be no higher than 6th.
Ouch. And in that livery as well, poor.
It's enough, isn't it? I think that'll do.
I think that's great work, DT. Well done.
Spitballed the last couple, so.
It's alright, I haven't done mine yet, and I literally haven't even thought about it, so we'll see how that goes. Good work. This is a message for you, our dear NRF1 listeners. In the last year, there is a young British startup that has shaken up the shaving industry. Over 100,000 men have joined Cornerstone and are now getting a smoother shave than ever before. It's a simple combination of great products, amazing customer support, free delivery, and fair prices that has made Cornerstone the fastest growing shaving company in the UK. It's basically shaving's equivalent to Max Verstappen. They've won numerous awards for their super sharp German engineered razor, just think Mercedes, and outstanding customer support, like a Charlie Whiting hotline, along with endless plaudits from the media, including GQ, Esquire, and the Daily Telegraph. That would be Max Verstappen again. Cornerstone know they need to earn your trust, though, so to let you try their award-winning razor for a fraction of the standard price, with this offer you can get £10 off their razor and get started for just £4. Just visit cornerstone.co.uk and enter the code NRF1 at checkout. Visit cornerstone.co.uk to find out what a smooth shave actually feels like, and if you don't like your Cornerstone razor, Cornerstone will even give you your money back, no questions asked. Now, let's get back to that NRF1 podcast, shall we? Okay, well, to continue the theme then, I've also been sent predictions from Kyle Cumbers, who is a two-time Prediction League champion. Let me just check that. He won it in 2015 and in 2012. He won the first Prediction League. So Kyle has, of course, carried the name the Oracle, and probably still does honorarily, although he did blow it last season. We try not to talk about that much. So here's Kyle. He has sent to us his big season predictions for 2017 Formula One. His constructors top three: Mercedes, Red Bull, Ferrari, in that order, I presume. His drivers championship top three, in this order: Lewis Hamilton, Daniel Ricciardo, and Valtteri Bottas. Where's Max? The Hulk will be on the podium at some point in the season in his Renault, Nico Hülkenberg. A bit different to maybe what we were saying earlier then, DT.
Yeah, well, I'd be interested to see what happens. I mean, it depends on what the car's like, because he can do well, but he's had flashes of brilliance. He had a pole position, didn't he? But unfortunately, he's always had something has happened where he hasn't been able to quite get the most from that positioning that he's had. So, yeah.
We'll see.
Hopefully this will be his where he actually comes into his own.
Effectively, DT doesn't agree with you, Carl. So there we go. And Renault to beat McLaren in the Constructors' Championship.
I think that's fair to say.
You think? Fair, fair, Rich?
It's quite a big shout. I think it's going to be interesting to see that one, definitely.
And it's a big one. Fernando Alonso will not participate in every race for McLaren this year, which presumably means he's going to have another crash, and it has sort of had form for it in the last couple of years.
But does that mean that we're going to get Button back, because Button is their reserve driver?
Is he officially their McLaren's reserve driver this year?
I think so, yeah, pretty sure.
Don't forget, Kyle has a habit of knowing what's going on. He kind of has a habit of knowing these things, so yeah, we'll see how those pan out. Good work, Kyle.
See, Kyle's the one of us that always turns up well prepared. He's got his print out of all of the tables, he's been reading all of the blogs and stuff, whereas I kind of wing it from most from most podcasts, and kind of, I don't necessarily make it up as I go along. I'm reasonably well informed, but you know, Kyle is, you know, he does know his stuff.
He very much does know his stuff, unlike this presenter who very much does make everything up as he goes along. So there we go. Before I give you my predictions, let's have this, shall we, from Daniel Hall. Now, Daniel's been in touch with us on Twitter over the course of the winter, one of our new followers there, and hopefully someone who's going to enjoy the podcast. And he got in touch with his hopes, I think is the right word, for Kevin Magnussen this season. He is, of course, racing for Haas, having made a quite interesting switch, really, from Renault. So here are Daniel's thoughts on Kevin Magnussen's 2017 that lies ahead.
I have high hopes for Kevin Magnussen this year. This is a guy who has been shafted literally his entire Formula One career. First by McLaren on his birthday, and then Renault. He's the top point scorer, and then on his way out, his boss, his managing director, trash talks him to the industry. That's just bad business. You don't bite the hand that feeds. And in this case, Kevin Magnussen was the hand that fed Renault. And I think they're going to take a hit, honestly. But Kevin Magnussen is an underrated driver. I think now that he's going to Haas, he's going to have a chance to really showcase his talent. I think he's already feeling welcome. I think he's already feeling love out there in North Carolina. That brings me to my biggest point, and that is when really good talent either goes unnoticed or is undernoticed. It really, really gets under my skin when I hear about all these F1 bosses that don't know how to treat their drivers. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but I can honestly say, just from the way I watched Kevin Magnussen drive compared to his teammate Jolyon Palmer at the time, Magnussen scored the points. Magnussen was free to go because he got a better offer. That brings me to another point. Don't stall out on confirming your top point scoring driver. Why would they do that? Obviously, there's some bigger drama that we don't know. However, I think Kevin Magnussen has now found home, and I've got high hopes for him this year. I've got really high hopes. I want to see that guy well into the midfield. He's already outperformed his dad. So now's your time to shine, Kevin Magnussen. I want to see lots and lots of strong midfield finishes from you this year, young man.
Thank you very much, Dan. More of those, please, over the course of the year. And if you're listening out there going, you know what? I want to have my say. You can do it. It's dead easy. Just visit nrf1.uk. And you'll see on our website, underneath the podcast player, there is a red button you can click on, and you can record there anything you want and send it to us, and we can use it in the podcast. We can download it. So send us your audio rants, raves. Don't forget, we've got a swear button, so you can sit there and go, "F off, you c-s." I can bleep it all out.
So they can send anything they want.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's more likely to get included in the podcast if it's to do with Formula One.
So I can't go on there and tell you about the episode of the Kardashians that I've watched and...
No, we're not going to talk about the Kardashians.
I should add, I don't watch the Kardashians. Please don't judge me.
I've been watching The People vs. OJ. I've only just twigged that the whole Kardashian phenomena originated from that trial.
Yeah.
Unbelievable scenes.
Yeah. I've seen the first episode. It looked pretty good. It's got a good cast.
I'd just definitely watch it because I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I just can't wait to see how it ends. Oh, come on. Not even a little laugh. Not even a little laugh. Never mind. Right. Okay. So the only person required now to leave predictions, presuming none of our colleagues get in touch between now and the end of the season, is myself. What do I think is going to happen in the 2017 Formula One season? Well, quite clearly, Mercedes are going to win the Drivers' Constructors' Championship and Lewis Hamilton's going to win the Drivers' Championship. If that doesn't happen, I'll eat my hat. I'm probably that one alongside the one that Nico Rosberg delivered to me last season. I don't think you'll see a Ferrari driver finish in the top four of the Drivers' Championship. I think Nico Rosberg. He doesn't exist in Formula One anymore. I think Nico Hülkenberg will earn far more points than Kevin Magnussen in his Haas.
What if Alonso dropped out halfway and they got Rosberg into McLaren?
He doesn't want to come back. I think we will only have one constructor other than Mercedes win a race for the entire season. Oh, that's depressing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is quite bad, isn't it? But actually, I'm kind of with you on that, because I think we will have Mercedes domination with a few little Red Bulls thrown in for good measure.
I'm going to make a prediction on Jolyon Palmer. Jolyon Palmer will end up with more points than he had last season. I mean, surely. He is, of course, half local because his dad owns Snetterton in Norfolk, Norfolk's premier race circuit. He is an Ipswich Town fan. We let him off. And Marcus Ericsson is an honorary Norfolkian because he used to race here for Supernova and for iSport, which are both Norfolk teams when they used to race in GP2. So therefore, Marcus Ericsson, he is going to nail it this year. We're going to see a new Marcus Ericsson. I don't know what that means, though. What does that actually mean? What did he do last year? Marcus Ericsson didn't pick up a single point last season. That's the bare bones of it. So he is going to pick up points this season. He's going to pick up at least 5 points this season, Marcus Ericsson. Are you happy with that prediction, Rich?
That's so much change from last year.
5 points. But we still think they're going to be so... Should I up it? 10?
Don't make me choose, because I'll say 100 and then...
I'm not going to predict what you predict. What do you reckon, DT? 5, all right?
It's probably a bit more reasonable than what Rich would say, I imagine.
Okay. But not entirely believable is what I took from that. Okay, and there we go, I think. But what I would then add is Esteban Ocon will have far more points than Marcus Ericsson. I think, given off the top of my head, I want to come up with one more crazy one. What do I want to come up with? What's first to DNF? Okay, how about this then, Rich? You're like this. I believe...
most DNFs in the season or something like that.
Love it. Daniel Kvyat will be most DNFs for this season. He'll also be the first DNF this season, but I believe the last DNF this season will be Marcus Ericsson. There we go. It's like a lottery. I can't give away too much to Sauber. Well, breaking news on the NRF1 podcast. We've got some predictions straight in, and this is from Melissa Rowlands, new to the NRF1 podcast. Good evening, Melissa. Thanks for joining us. She's going to be joining us on some pods over the course of the year, which is very exciting because it does get a bit blokey, doesn't it? So we need a female voice desperately, and Rich just doesn't quite cut it enough. So we cannot wait to have you in on the podcast, Melissa. That'll be happening very soon. But she has put in her predictions. Constructors, in order. Mercedes, Ferrari, Red Bull. Drivers, in order. Champion, Lewis Hamilton. Second, Sebastian Vettel. And third, Max Verstappen. Mm. Daniel Ricciardo crying his eyes out in the corner of his own garage. What are you laughing at, DT?
Just a meme from the interwebs. This is one for Ped. Apparently, Pastor Maldonado's cousin is going to be racing in Formula 3 this year. The meme just shows a picture of Yoda at the bottom saying, there is another.
And that's from WTF one.
Yeah.
Which is quite literally, what the f*** one in that one.
Does that mean he's Maldonado by name as well, or is it like a different name? Still his cousin.
That's true, actually. Good point.
I don't know. I shall investigate and get back to you.
Well, if anyone wants to let us know to save us the hassle, then do it, because of course that is all our predictions that we've got in for now. Thanks, Melissa, for that. Thanks for everyone who's got their predictions in so far. And you guys, as I said, you can get involved in this season's Prediction League too. All you need to do is send your predictions in on our Twitter or Facebook pages before the start of FP1 each race weekend. We'll then take care of the rest. And this season, you'll have a dedicated podcast with yours and our predictions in, and they will help set the scene before each race weekend. And those social media channels you need are Twitter at the NRF1 and Facebook also at the NRF1, or you can visit fb.me/ the NRF1. And we'll have lots of chances for you to interact, subscribe and support us and sign up over the course of the season. Essentially, everything you need to know, you will find at our website, which is nrf1.uk. And you can also get in touch with an email to nrf1podcast@gmail.com. I can assure you, we love hearing from you and interacting with you. So next up will be a superb bonus podcast as I chat to Norfolk boy and former BBC F1 presenter Jake Humphrey. Of course, he's also involved in current F1 with Channel 4's coverage via Whisper Films. It was lovely going around to see Jake, and it was a lovely chat ahead of the new season as well. Definitely worth a listen to that. If you get a few minutes, check out our brand new YouTube channel, nrf1.uk/nrf1tube, for our own take on winter testing. If you like karting in F1, I'm sure you'll like our video as we recreate Formula One from 2013. DT, Rich, thank you so much for joining us. Excited? Excited?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
About our season or F1?
Oh, definitely more excited about the NRF1 season, obviously.
Oh, God. But the F1 season will be good, won't it? Please?
I think it's going to be... There's going to be some shake-ups, but I think we're going to see more of the same. But I think we're still going to... The diehards amongst us, we're still going to enjoy it, aren't we?
Oh, God, it's going to be shit, Rich. No, you're right. I think what the thing about F1 fans is we will take as much out of it as we can because of all the little side issues and storylines and all that stuff.
We like to moan. I mean, if there wasn't something to moan about, then half our podcasts wouldn't exist, so...
Yeah, at least. There we go. Rich, excited?
I'm really excited, yeah, for the F1 season, for the NRF1 season, for the prediction league that I might not win again.
You might win. You might, Rich.
But I mean, I was that excited. I spent some of the afternoon yesterday on YouTube Googling old F1 stuff from last year and even before that just to watch them along because I was missing it that much. So yeah, I was that excited.
That's what I like to hear. And I'm sure you guys and girls out there are equally as excited as we are. Cannot wait. Right, thanks, guys. Goodbye to you all. Goodbye to you guys and girls out there listening to us. We do appreciate it, as always. Thanks to our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. Sign up at gpro.net/NRF1. This has been the NRF1 podcast. Me and Jake Humphrey will be hitting your devices soon. And then the NRF1 will return with our Australian Grand Prix preview as the new season arrives. How about that? Until then, goodbye.